G'day, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The Morrison government's new ministry has been sworn in, but there's one notable absence for country Australia. While there's now a Minister for Drought and Rural Finance, there won't be a Minister for Rural Health. Greg Hunt will continue in the role of the nation's health minister, but as Rural Doctors Association President Adam Coulter explains, it's a missed opportunity for regional Australia not to have a rural health portfolio.
What's a real shame for people in rural and remote parts of the country. So 7 million Australians who live in rural and remote areas now don't have a dedicated health minister. Previously, in the previous government, there was a health portfolio, a rural health portfolio, and that fell under the regional services portfolio. But once again, it hasn't been added on to any of the other portfolios, and that's a great missed opportunity.
Why do you feel that there is a need for one?
The people living in rural and remote Australia have the worst health outcomes. And we saw some good initiative by the coalition government to announce one at the previously in their previous government, and we're really not sure why they've decided that they don't need one anymore. There was good initiatives made under the Rural Health Portfolio. The National Rural Health Commissioner reported to the responsible minister. We're not exactly sure at this point in time whether or not that portfolio will fall under the health minister. I would hope so. I know that there's been a new regional services minister announced, but we're hoping that at least this time it will fall under the office of the health minister. We do think that that Bridget McKenzie did an excellent job last time, but having it split between the two portfolios is often difficult, especially when you're trying to get the department to undertake work. So we'd really like to see Greg Hunt come out and, as part of an opening statement, announce that he'll be Minister for Health and Minister for Rural Health, and he'll be focusing on rural Australia.
What are some of those issues that you'd like to see Mr Hunt tackle initially for rural Australians?
Well, I think there needs to be an overarching rural health workforce strategy. So we definitely need to see an overall workforce strategy that addresses the shortage of doctors, nurses and allied health professionals in rural Australia. We'd also like to see him address hospital and general practice infrastructure in rural areas. I think often hospitals and rural GP clinics haven't been getting the support they need for new infrastructure. So that'd be great if he'd announce that. And we also need to see some changes to the rural retention payment system so that we can retain the doctors that we recruit. And, of course, he's already kicked off the National Rural Generalist Pathway to recruit and train the right doctors with the right skills in rural Australia. But we really need to see that program followed through over many years, and we'll need to have more resources added to it.
That's Rural Doctors Association President Adam Coulter speaking about the new Morrison ministry that doesn't have a rural health minister. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Thursday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.